This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
To be on the air all night. All night. Do we get I always just tease that, right? Don't I? All these years, the longest day of the year, if we're on the air, we get to go extra slow because we get extra time.
That's
and
right.
We can just take our time, and we've got all the time in the world. Except if you're in the southern hemisphere listening in Australia and New Zealand right now, you have to listen quickly because nighttime is approaching. It's your shortest day of the year down there.
Yes. And if you're, dude, it's
what?
First day of summer. I mean, I mean, what? It's probably what, like in the 80s where you are right now?
Yeah, reasonable.
Yeah. 80s, and I think it's in the 80s here. But if you happen to be in the Central Valley areas of California or in Arizona right now,
yes.
Hopefully your air conditioning is working because they are being cooked down there. I was just looking up the temperatures because it is the first day of summer, and they hit a record in Death Valley. It is currently 127 degrees right now.
Whoa, yeah, no melting time. I'm not going. Not right now, anyway.
Arizona, like Phoenix area, 115, Stockton, Sacramento area, 118. Yeah,
wow. It's hot. I've felt that. I've been out in Phoenix when it was like in the 112. And it's, don't tell
they're
me
not,
it's not
they're
humid.
They're not cheering
no,
today.
They're not cheering. We're cheering. Of course, when I was up in Toronto all those months ago for the Total Health Canada show, we were already out getting our, not to rub it in, Torontonians, but, the plants are growing, the spring has sprung, and I'm like thinking, I don't know how people do it up there. Of course, many of the smart Canadians go to Florida for the winter, hang out as long as they can before they have to go back up there. But, welcome to summer officially in the Northern Hemisphere. We are on. Ty Bollinger is going to be with us. We are going outside the box. Pet cancer is where we're going to start today, a little later, of course, with Ty. There's the new documentary that's coming out on the truth about cancer for pets. Very excited about that. So, folks, you love your animals. This is your hour coming up next hour. Today, of course, we have all kinds of topics. It's a mix. It's a potpourri always here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, different health topics. Sometimes it cross-sections into politics and economics, but always with an underlying principled attempt, at least, to really apply the principles of healing in all of those areas. And one of those areas, of course, is going non-GMO. And Zen Honeycutt is back on the program this evening. They've got a new kind of a documentary piece that's out, and it's free for viewing on YouTube. And we've got that linked up. We're going to talk with Zen Honeycutt tonight from Moms Across America, Communities Rising, what that's all about, why you want to share that with your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones, your family, everybody. But for now, let's start with the issue of vaccinations. Very interesting article. We could do a show on vaccines every day, honestly, and we wouldn't run out of things to say. But in the European Union, and of course Brexit, that you're on your way out, England, and that's good, except the EU court did something actually pretty good here. The headline reads, EU court, vaccines can be blamed for illness without scientific evidence. Now, by the headline, you'd think that's a bad thing. Because to say it's without scientific evidence, you know, begs the question, what do you mean by that? Is this another attack on parents who had healthy children, were pro-vaccine because the doctor administered the vaccine, and suddenly, or a short time thereafter, had unhealthy children, or maybe even children that were no longer alive? Not exaggerating for effect, this happens. And so you look at this article, and of course, they're not happy about it on CNN. But it is a significant turning point. A significant turning point for acknowledging what science really is, its observation, and its reporting on those observations. So this Court of Justice and the European Union ruled just this past, well, this actually, is it today? My gosh, is it that recent, Super Don? Is it that fresh out of the box that we're covering something breaking today?
Yes, sir. June 21st, 2017.
Do you see how we're right on top of the news? I mean, we're right there on the cusp. If you're listening 2 days late, that's okay. It's still viable, but here we are. We're not waiting around to have to write a 10-page article on it. We can communicate with you immediately, and that's important so you can get a sense of what is happening in the world around you, because you know that CNN is not promoting this appropriately. They say the decision is illogical and confusing. And they're, you know, the self-appointed vaccine experts. This can't stand. We can't have people reporting vaccine injury without us approving it first. And we need to conduct scientific studies that, no, we don't. We don't want to conduct scientific studies that might validate the claims of all these parents. Now, this happened out of France. A guy named J.W., he was vaccinated against hepatitis B in 1998, developed MS, multiple sclerosis, a year later. Okay, so he says, I didn't do anything different. I've never had it. It doesn't run in my family. I had the shot, and then I started getting ill. Now, the plausible deniability is that, hey, there's no science to support that man's claim. That's not real. Look at all the other people that get hepatitis B shots, and they don't get MS. That's your argument. That's their argument. But suddenly now the court says, wait a second, that's not a good enough argument to deny him this claim. That doesn't hold water. The disease is real. Something happened to this man. And it's plausible that it was related to the vaccine, because there's no other plausible explanation, unless you guys who are pro-vaccine fanatics and religionists and cultists can come up with a better explanation. Because guess what, guys? You don't have science to prove that it doesn't cause MS or that it can't. And I can hear a logical fallacy coming up in the skepducks, can't you, Super Don?
Yes, this one would be called the fallacy or burden of proof, where they would say that you cannot say that the burden of proof is on someone else to disprove what it is you are saying is fact.
Right. But the problem here is the vaccine manufacturers have never conducted a study to determine definitively that it doesn't cause this. So the argument is, well, that you can't make that be the burden of proof that it doesn't. We have to prove that it doesn't. Well, you haven't proved that it can't. So how can you say that this man, J.W., did not suffer from MS within a year of getting the shot when nothing else radically changed? His family members never had it. His history in the family didn't have it. He was healthy beforehand. There was nothing overt other than that was a difference maker, a change maker. The other thing that could be considered in this case is, are there a lot of other people suffering similarly after this shot? And they don't know if there are. It doesn't seem to be, but what is a lot? How are people reporting it? Most people probably wouldn't have paid this much attention like JW did to bring this to the attention of the courts to say, hey, I got damages here. Sanofi needs to pay. They need to be held accountable. Of course, in the United States, that's not possible, because if the CDC recommends it, as they do, there's no liability. But in the EU, perhaps he found a way through it. So where do we go from here? Is this going to expand, or are they going to overtake the EU and the courts there and roll this back? because this is a major turning point that you can now definitively say, listen, there's no other plausible explanation here. The only thing different was that I got a vaccine. And until the manufacturers of these vaccines prove otherwise, it is a plausible possibility that the vaccine indeed caused this neurological damage. What do you think, Super D?
Well, let's see. Optimist or pessimist? which shoulder am I going to look at here? You know, I would be inclined to say that this is going to get a lot of pushback. And that's just based on what we've seen in the past. Science, mm-hmm. with a capital S, is not going to stand for this.
Yeah, the doggies know. They're with you. Scientism, sci-fiantism.
Yes.
They don't like this because it brings science back out into the people's hands and the government and in the legal world, which they say, well, it doesn't belong there. Well, perhaps if the so-called scientists were doing their job and actually running the placebo-controlled double-blind crossover or multi-center trials to determine safety and efficacy of vaccines, they wouldn't be in this much trouble. Of course, if they actually did, they probably would have to pull every vaccine off the market for lack of efficacy data and for a preponderance of injuries made evident because they would be comparing them to placebo rather than the same ingredients minus one, including adjuvants like aluminum that aggravate the immune system. By the way, folks, good news for your grandma and grandpa. The flu shot didn't work again. 4 out of the 5 last years, this last year included, the flu shot did not help grandma and grandpa to reduce the severity, the duration, the intensity, or the actual manifestation of influenza. At best, they say it was 42% effective in a general sense, but for old people, didn't work at all. 4 out of the last 5 years. Now, I want you to think about this, because this is a government-sanctioned flu shot every year. They practically go apoplectic getting everybody to accept the flu shot. Imagine if they put out an herbal dietary supplement that didn't work, that was promoted every year, for old people especially, and it plain didn't work. 4 out of the 5 last years. Do you think one of the years that that happened, it would be allowed to be on the market the next year? 4 out of the 5. Or hey, it only works 42% of the time. How many times would Dick Durbin be up in arms over a dietary supplement claiming to prevent flu only working 42% of the time across the board, yet none in old people?
I always like the parachute analogy, right?
Yes.
Here, the parachute works 42% of the time. Would you like one?
And if you're a grandma or grandpa, it's not going to open at all, ever. That's the flu shot, folks. Get ready. They're going to come on with the propaganda after the summer season. They're probably already ratcheting it up wintertime down in the southern hemisphere. But don't fall for it. Keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. We got some upcoming events I got to let you know about. Also, testing water for heavy metals. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered 2 strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, who's thirsty? Who's drinking their Echo Water? I hope you're drinking some Echo Water. If not, find a way to get it. Go to robertswater.com, download it. Why do I bring that up right now? Well, the Health Ranger, he did it again. Our good buddy Mike Adams from National News, he's got his laboratory. He's been analyzing. He's been testing. He's been asking for water samples for the last year from all y'all around the world, around the country, particularly in the United States. Say, hey, you offered to test for free different municipal systems because of the crisis out of Flint, Michigan, the lead in the water there. And a new article out there in Natural News. We have it linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Check it out. And he's putting out a big thank you for everybody that sent in, submitted samples. Last year, he tested over 600 of them and updated the numbers to include all the new samples. And he tests primarily lead, I think it was copper, and what else did he test in the water supply? He's going to add aluminum into it. But he puts it out by zip code. So you guys and girls out there, if you know your zip code, you can kind of get a sense of what might be in your water and how critical it is to purify what's coming into your house. Go ahead, Super D. I heard you breathing.
I was just breathing. I was
You were respirating on the radio. Yeah, making me nervous there.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, I mean, he was testing it for copper. Mm-hmm. And lead, and with that equipment that he's got, I mean, he's always testing for things that you normally even wouldn't think about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like cadmium. You know, it's like, when was the last time you said, I wonder how much cadmium is in my water, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, he does. He tests for all this stuff, and impressive with the results that he's come up with, but scary at the same time.
copper as well. Did you run any of these zip codes to kind of know their cities? Because thankfully there's nothing that's obvious to me.
That's true. It doesn't really help, does it? Is for the average person here. But no, yeah. I did not.
All right. But well, I mean, if there's any cities that are of interest with high lead levels, he talked about aluminum, 413 parts per billion. Oh, this one was big. 1,048 parts per billion aluminum in a zip code known as 18371.
Let me give you an example. Here's one here. If you go down the third from the bottom, it was a shocking 120 parts per billion mm-hmm. of lead, which is a big one. That's Phoenix, Arizona. That's a big area.
Wow. Yeah, lead is it can be brutal, lowering the IQ of everybody. That was the whole thing in Flint, Michigan. Of course, who in Phoenix, Arizona, in the municipal city government there is saying, hey, we've got to cover the expenses for all our kids there to go through chelation therapy with Dr. Batar or someone who can help them to undo that, to help get the lead out. No right. joke there. I mean, this is
and
huge.
You know what? We got it's kind of the silver lining. I mean, it's a tragedy what happened in Flint. But a bit of a silver lining to the situation for everybody involved is that Flint brought the issue to the forefront and started making other people go, well, I wonder what's in my water, right? Mm-hmm. And what they've discovered is that the water systems across the country are in bad shape, and a lot of people are being exposed to, you know, these dangerous levels of these heavy metals. And, you know, what Mike points out in this article is that the EPA's kind of screwed the pooch. You know, they haven't been doing what they're supposed to be doing. So did you see the offer that
I love
that Mike has made here?
This is great. This is classic Mike Adams. He's like, he's going to write to the Trump administration, and he's going to offer the federal government to take over from the EPA, from the Environmental Protection Agency, that's not doing its job. They're incompetent. And he's offering to test 5,000 different water samples every year for $1, one Federal Reserve note per year, per year. Because he's verified, validated. I mean, this guy's got a lab that people would just kill for to have that quality of lab. They get all the equipment to do it. They're ISO certified, accredited, CWCLabs.com. You want to check out your water? You can send it there, and my gosh, the things you're going to get, information you won't get anywhere else. He says the only catch, because you say, what's the catch? What does Mike really want in return? The only catch is that he doesn't want to be censored in publishing the data, so that if a municipal city has really bad water, he doesn't want it censored like the EPA kind of hides, right? Because they buried the Flint stuff on local, state, and federal level for this disaster to have occurred. So I think that's a good deal. What do you think?
That is a good deal. Now, do you think Scott Pruitt from the EPA is going to be calling Mike anytime soon?
No, because these bureaucrats got to justify their existence. if Mike Adams could do all of their testing for a year for $1, what does that do for the EPA's bloated multi-billion-dollar budget, right? Calls it into question, as we should. Government inefficiency, that's an oxymoron. Of course it's inefficient. It's government. The Health Ranger, efficient, doing good. You know who else is doing good? Zen Honeycutt from Moms Across America. She joins us with her community's rising next.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I never set out to be an activist. I just wanted a good life. I grew up in a small town in Connecticut. Farms of corn and cattle sprawled in between lush green state forest. I was barefoot all summer and ate sugar snap peas straight from the garden and blew blueberries until I thought I might burst. I drank unhomogenized, unpasteurized cow and goat milk with the cream still on top. Sometimes we had hot dogs, Hostess Twinkies, or cotton candy at the county fair. I could eat anything, anywhere I went, as long as I didn't eat too much junk food. I didn't know anyone with autism, food allergies to soy or corn, and I didn't know anyone with Crohn's disease or Hashimoto's. Things have changed.
Yes, they have. That's Zen Honeycutt as she's narrating Communities Rising. She's from Moms Across America, and it's a free video. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're going to talk about it momentarily. But, Zen, there's an urgent matter for Californians to consider. They only have 30 minutes or less to consider it, so I want to start there.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Robert, so much for having me on the call, and I so appreciate being able to reach out to everyone. We have an urgent situation going on here. It's in California, but this is definitely going to affect everybody all across the country and all around the world. For the first time, we have a California agency or a governmental agency which is trying to say that the level that we should be exposed to is of glyphosate should be 4,000 times higher than has been proven to cause liver disease and million times higher than has been proven to stimulate the growth of breast cancer cells. So this is what we're talking about, is the no significant risk level of glyphosate is being determined, and today is the last day, within a half an hour from now, is the last chance that you have to comment and to say that you want it to be zero. Now, it's true that the federal level of glyphosate exposure is higher than what the California EPA wants to state, but it is still thousands, if not millions of times higher than what it should be. And so we would like everybody to go to Moms Across America right now, momsacrossamerica.org, and go to the blog. At the very top blog has all the information that you need to skim and just to check it out real quick, what this is all about. And at the very bottom, there's a email that you can email, and it's too long for me to spell out right now on the air. So just click on that email or click on the link to OEHA, which is the Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment of the California EPA. Click on that link, and you can comment online and just say a few things. Just say, one, you know, the level that you're proposing is way too high. It does not protect us, and we want the level to be zero. And number two, they're actually not following one of their own code of regulations, which is 25703, which is requires them to look at epidemiology studies, which means human studies, which they do have, which shows much lower levels will cause harm to human beings. So they need to follow their own regulations, and they need to do that. And they also need to base their decision on fetuses and children, not just a 150-pound man. So you can see on our website under blog that there's a lot of reasons why the level for glyphosate needs to be zero. The number one being that glyphosate has been shown to bioaccumulate in animals. So if it's doing that in animals, for sure it's going to do that in human beings, and any tiny level will accumulate and cause harm to human beings. So the level needs to be zero.
Absolutely, and we have that linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. So those of you who listen live, particularly in California, make your voice be heard right now. You have an excuse right now to get, even if you have to tune us out for the moment, it's that important. Get on there, Moms Across America. We have it linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, and let them know out there. All right, Jen, obviously, go ahead.
And if you do this, I want to say the significance of this is that if the level is low enough, pretty much all food that contains any level of glyphosate will have to be labeled. And you can imagine that a pita bread manufacturer or a hummus manufacturer is not going to want to put a sticker on their food saying that there's a chemical in that food that causes cancer.
Right.
So they will tell the farmers they don't want them to use glyphosate anymore. And we can transform the food industry right now here today with enough people commenting to the California EPA that we want that level to be zero.
Right. And, of course, you make that decision even on your own prior to this kind of situation happening by choosing organic, by getting to know your farmer. And this is part of what I saw in Communities Rising, Zen, that you put together.
Yes.
It really is an impactful. It's an easy to watch the stories, the people. I mean, there's just such a nice energy running through it. I don't know how long it took you to put this together, but thanks for putting it out there. And we've actually embedded your YouTube version of this video in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, so everybody should be watching this thing.
Thank you. We are so pleased that you watched it and that you're getting it out to people, because we obviously don't have the budget to get this out in a big way, like the opposition movie that's coming out this Friday called Evolution Food that uses my image without my permission and Bonnie Hari's as well. They have a lot of money to be able to get that type of movie out that's GMO propaganda in the theaters. We don't. So when people like you share this, it makes a huge difference for us. So if everybody would share it with their friends and family, they'll be sharing the truth, and they'll be sharing the great things that Americans are doing all across the country that never had any intention of being an activist. And they are now doing things to protect their families and their communities from GMOs and toxins. And it was just such a pleasure to meet such wonderful and amazing people across the country.
Did you put this together knowing that they had used your image and were putting a counterpoint-type movie with lots of money behind it?
No, not at all. I mean, I knew that they were making that movie, but I didn't know that they were going to use the scenes of me that they do in a certain situation, the March Against Monsanto. I told them they did not have my permission to use my image, and they did anyway. But I didn't know it would be coming out now. It's just all very timely. I wanted this movie out before the 4th of July parades to try to inspire people to be in the 4th of July parades and be proud of what's going on in America with many people that are, you know, making this effort to protect our food supply and our families, because a lot of people are not very, they're not feeling very patriotic right now. There's a lot of stuff that's going on that people are really upset about. But I really only think we're going to make change if we reach out in a positive way and we inspire people to take action and people feel good about what they're doing. And so it's important, I think, to highlight and acknowledge the people that are doing great things.
Yeah,
so
well,
just worked out.
At one point in the film, or are you calling it a documentary? Or press? How do you describe this thing? I mean,
I guess a documentary. Yeah, okay. It's a short documentary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and at one point you talk about maybe we should leave, right? Leave the country, and it's not like I haven't said that on the air. Go, you know, sometimes you want to leave. Sometimes I say I want to leave the planet because it's just so filled with crazy people like those that think Monsanto's Roundup is good for them. Much less the vaccine issue, which now we know contains also glyphosate from Monsanto. But at a certain point, you look around, you go, you know what? This is my country. This is my land. This is where I am. And we've got to stand up and defend our land. And that means ultimately our property. And the property ultimately is the body that we inhabit while we are here. And it's being poisoned in violation of our right to life, liberty, and property. So this is a powerful, positive message. But again, as angry as I can be sometimes, and I will let it out, it's like catharsis. Sometimes you just got to let it out.
Oh, yeah.
The movie you put together, the documentary, it's very positive, and it covers some outrageous things, including, you know, a couple of the farmers that took it all the way to the Supreme Court on the GMO alfalfa, which was, people don't know about this. Yeah. There's some real heroes there.
Yes, but the amazing thing is that Michael Taylor got up and made an announcement and overturned a Supreme Court decision that took years to fight. He just said, I'm sorry, I have no choice but to deregulate alfalfa. So he just overturned a Supreme Court ruling. So now farmers can grow alfalfa, GMO alfalfa, which is a huge problem because it drifts so far and it's a perennial. It comes up every year as GMO alfalfa, and it can contaminate the entire alfalfa grain supply, which, a lot of people don't think about or hear about alfalfa, but it's what the most of our animals that are livestock that we're eating are consuming. And it's what a lot of the farmers export. So it's a big deal for there to be a contamination of GMOs and alfalfa. But thank goodness most farmers do not grow it because they know how damaging it could be to the entire industry.
Yeah,
it's such a tragedy that Michael Taylor overturned a Supreme Court decision with a simple announcement.
Well, Zen, this is not surprising for those of us that have been uncovering the regulatory capture, the fact that our government has been captured by global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all ours. And, of course, they own, run, and control. This is called fascism. And it happens from the political left and the political right, as we've seen here. And so to get caught up in the Hegelian dialectic doesn't serve any purpose other than to point out, so you maybe don't get caught up in it so easily. The solution ultimately would be to stop buying this stuff. But the vast majority of the people in America aren't even aware. Some of them don't even know. A lot of them don't even know what a genetically modified organism is yet. That's how asleep they are. And so it's a daunting task, and we are trying to do it in a nonviolent way to get the word out, as you've done with this documentary. And that's why I'm encouraging not only everybody to watch it, but please share it. Get this out.
Yeah,
so your fellow moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, cousins, everybody is aware of this issue, because it's a shocker.
It is, and it's a 48-minute movie. It's short, and it is. It gets to the point. There's a lot more that I could have put in it. I had hundreds of clips of videos from all across the country. There was many more wonderful people that could have been in the movie, but we had to touch upon some certain points very briefly just to get people, you know, start to get interested in this and start to really, wait a second, something has going on with our food supply. This is connected to health issues, and look at what all these people are doing about it. You know, we have one of our moms in Pennsylvania, Zoe, just going up to strangers and letting them know about GMOs when they're buying them in the grocery store. And that's a very courageous thing to do. And she's doing it with love. She's cheerful. She's, just funny. And she's doing it in a wonderful way. Now, the thing is, Monsanto can't stop that. They can curb us in the media. They can, you know, shut down. I've had articles taken off notable websites, you know, news websites, because it was too controversial, when only all it was doing was stating the fact that NK603, a GMO corn, has the toxin putrescine and cadaverine in it. I mean, facts. These are scientific facts. And my articles have been taken down off of some of these news media sites. And so they can do that, right? They can pressure media to not expose the truth about GMOs and toxins.
But they can't
grocery store.
Exactly. Yeah. They can't shut down the moms across America, each individual mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and cousins and aunts and uncles, everybody, folks. Plug into this. Remember, when Vermont passed the GMO labeling law, the federal government came in and overrode it because they are desperately defending the GMO purveyors over the health of the people. That means well, I'm going to leave it there, but Zen Honeycutt, thank you so much for being with us and letting loose on this subject.
You're welcome. It's up to us, folks. Cheap
it is.
Carrot.
It is. Thank you, Zen. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that you're children are vulnerable. Your parents are vulnerable. And yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just noticed that our good buddy Jeffrey Jackson wrote a piece on that landmark decision about the EU court ruling vaccines can be blamed for illness and disease. Check it out there as well. And we'll continue to cover this and a whole lot of other things you will never hear in the mainstream media. Certainly not with this perspective. Thanks again to Zen Honeycutt. Next hour, we got Ty Bollinger. We're going to go outside the box. And I want to be wherever TMB's going. He's got an announcement of a weekend event up in Bozeman, Montana, next hour, too. Speaking of events, if you go to the show notes every day, you'll see where we're going to be. RSB is going to be at the Cancer Prevention Convention Sunday, August 27th, from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., right near Detroit, Michigan. And there's limited tickets available. Ty Bollinger will be there. I hear the Doc of Detox will be there. Doc Newsom will be there. It's going to be sensational. Sensational. All in one day. Then we're going to take the ultimate vacation. And what do they call it? Full, they cover everything. All inclusive. Couldn't think of the word. All inclusive resort in the island of Curacao. Cure of the Soul. Curing the Soul there. September 17th through the 23rd, scheduled to do a seminar on food as medicine with Dr. Sunil Pai and others. And if you want to take advantage of getting there and getting $300 off, sign up now. You don't have to pay anything until August 10th. So even if you think you're going, even if you have to cancel later, sign up to get take advantage of it. If you do go, you'll save $300 and enter the code RB0700 when you go. The links are in the show notes. There's a banner as well. And that's happening. Then the Truth About Cancer Live, we'll talk to TMB about that. I know that's going to sell out soon, too. So if you're thinking about it, that's Orlando, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. I have two additional events in Orlando later in October. We'll be adding to the list shortly. So if you're not sure where we're going to be, you keep checking in at robertscottbell.com. I'm not as good about Super D. We need to, like, set up invitations, like, on Facebook and stuff. But for now, that's why we still have a website. You can go there in the notes. It'll be there.
Yeah, we'll start doing that. Right about the time that, Facebook is no longer something people use.
Yeah, of course. We're slow old about people. Certain things, right?
Yes.
Hey, let's kick some snake butt. Or maybe not. Let's take some two Texas tough guys in a pickup truck and see how they respond when a snake slithers out of the hood of their truck. This is actually kind of funny. It's a huge bull snake, and you got to see this video, folks. Super D, how did you find this?
Well, how did I find it? I find everything. I see you do. I'm the all-seeing eye of the news. And I came across this, and it's one of those things where, videos are like a thing of Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's big on the video. Everybody's got their phone, and they're taking videos of all kinds of things that are happening to them through the day. And there's these two guys that were driving down this highway in their truck. And as they're driving, all of a sudden, the snake pokes its head out from under the hood as they're driving down the highway. And it's great because in this first audio clip, and like I said, mm-hmm. the video is great, but the audio is almost as good.
Yeah.
In this first clip, that the snake pokes its head out and starts looking at these guys, and they start reacting to this, and it's pretty funny.
Give a listen.
What the hell? Don't fall back in. Get out of the truck. Get out of the truck. Go.
Fall out.
Get out of here. Ah, snake, you're going to kill us. Okay, he's going. There he goes.
Get out.
No, fall out.
Oh, so they're speeding up. They're saying maybe this thing will fall off, right? It's like clinging to the hood as they're moving down the road.
I don't know about you. I'm not a big fan of snakes, but they're kind of cool looking. But this snake, it's slithering out from underneath the hood as the truck is driving down the road. And this thing, I bet you this thing was probably good 5 feet long.
Oh, easily. Big one.
Easy. So they're driving along. And they pull over, and the snake doesn't get off. So they start speeding up again, and then as they're driving, the wind picks up the snake and flings it towards the windshield, and these two manly men in Texas suddenly turn into little girls. This is the best part of the video right here.
Take two Texas men, turn them into little girly men. Oh, my God. Nobody was hurt. Even the snake, I think, came out okay. But, my gosh, that was funny.
But,
right.
It's
not like
what to say. They sounded like Miss Piggy there for a second.
I know. It was totally different from when I caught the copperhead all those years ago that was sitting between my legs. I didn't get bit. I didn't scream like a girly man, but I did jump about 6 foot backwards and landed on my feet. Then I captured it, called the herpetologist. They picked it up, and we got it out of there before it had a bunch of little babies. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ty Bollinger's coming up next. We're going to go outside the box like nowhere else in broadcast media because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy.
GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.